God has an odd marketing strategy this Christmas night. A strange way to publicize the greatest gift the world has ever been given. Important news that would normally be proclaimed and placarded at the city gates where there was the most traffic in a large city, such as Jerusalem. It's the quickest way to spread information at this time. But you'll remember that there were a lot of dangerous threats to the life of this young Christ child, to this newborn king that Herod and the Roman authority did not want. They did not want anyone born who would lay claim to the throne of David. But it is still a wonderful reversal of who we might pick to be the first audience to hear the good news of Jesus' birth. It is a fanfare for the common man, a message to the most ordinary people, perhaps in the first century, shepherds, sheep farmers. And not only that, they were working the night shift. Their job was to not lose any head of sheep in the valleys of the shadow of death. They would use rod and staff to comfort, to corral, to fight off predators that would like to hunt, especially under the cover of darkness. It was these courageous workers that sat in darkness that night. It is these humble laborers who are awakened by a great light. Their first reaction is to be overcome by dread and fear. The fear of death, perhaps, as they are suddenly engulfed by the glory of the Lord and His light. The angels steal their fear away by good news. They are called out of their terror into the wonder of the newborn king. He is the long-awaited Messiah, they say. He has come to deliver them and us from our fears, the fear of death, evil, and even our own sin. He comes to save us from the sad reality of all that threatens us. Little has really changed these past 2,000 years about our human condition. This world still has its dark nights. It still has those nights when we fearfully keep watch. We still live in the sober reality that there are threats on every side. Death and evil still threaten us daily and nightly. Our own hearts keep us from being faithful throughout our night shift. We grow weary in doing good at times. Our trust in God waxes and wanes like the full moon to the new moon. And we sometimes forget that we are here to love and serve God and our neighbor even through the darkness. It's a jarring reminder to us that in God there is no darkness at all. The light of His glory will blind our eyes, especially those eyes that are accustomed to the darkness. It can be a terrifying yet wonderful thing to realize that we, like those shepherds that night, have not gone unnoticed by Him. Like the shepherds who quietly are working under the cover of night in obscurity, we may think that God doesn't notice us either. But God does see. He does know every thought and intention of our hearts. And no one escapes His notice. How easy it would have been for Him to overlook those shepherds working that night. I believe it's even evidence of God's spectacular sense of humor to choose an audience like them and like us. Every individual is precious in His sight. We can laugh at how He values even the least of us, each soul. Thank God that we are wrong to think that some live lives of anonymity and obscurity. We all matter to God. The angels tell the shepherds not to be afraid, but to hear good news of great joy. The good news is not just valuable information about a promise made long ago. It's not merely the dissemination of information to make them smarter. It's good news of great joy. It's to fill their ears, their eyesight, their minds, their hearts, and even their mouths and their lives with great joy. These humble shepherds will immediately leave their vocation, even if it's temporary, as shepherds, to become preachers and evangelists and talk about their newborn king. They will receive the good news, and they will give the good news through the ears, through the eyes, through the pondering hearts and minds, through faith and preaching, and even worshiping and bowing down before this newborn king. The good news will transform their lives and the lives of those they tell. The joy of the Lord will be their strength. And they're not just announcing the birth of a child. They are giving the hope, the strength, and the joy that He brings. This is the long-expected Messiah, they say. This is the Christ child promised long ago. He will finally deliver us from all our fears and everything that threatens us. Mary herself will treasure all these things in her heart and spend a lifetime pondering them. And so God meets us each and every day, especially now as we gather here, even in our valleys of the shadow of death. He visits us in our loneliness, in what feels like obscurity. And God says to us, "You have not gone unnoticed. I delight to notice you. You are the apple of my eye. I want to take your fear away and fill you with great joy." It's a boy. A child is born. He is a gift to Mary and Joseph. He's the royal son of David, the son and king of a nation, and yet He is for all people. He is Savior and deliverer to the whole world. He's born to deliver us. And in Him, we have His attention. We have His forgiveness, life, and salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.